So let's hold our hands and say these words: Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive revelation knowledge that is found in the written word. As your word is taught us this evening, we receive your word in clarity, in meekness, in its simplicity. There's no error in our hearts and in our minds. We receive your word as we ought to receive your word and to walk in the light of it. Amen. Glory to God. You know, our focus on a series on the topic today, but just in between my getting prepared for service this morning, and it should happen many times, God led to teach on a particular subject that is pressing on our heart. Let me put it like that, it's pressing. Hallelujah. This month, just this month. Hallelujah. Very particular topic. I want to teach us on leading of the Spirit. You know, we're supposed to have that that series going on now. But, you know, just a little wait on that. And I just have a little discussion around honor. Amen. Honor. Just so strong in my heart this morning to share that with us. Hallelujah. Honor. Glory to God. Honor. Honor. Amen. You know, and that's how what the local church is about. Hallelujah. Honor. Matthew 28 from verses 18. We'll get to 18. We said, I told you earlier in previous teaching that the writers, when they write the synoptic, we're not just writing mere stories of Jesus, right? Especially the writers of the synoptic, they're not writing mere stories of Jesus. They're not writing the stories of Jesus or saying the stories of Jesus like a mere story. We said they were talking about Jesus' story as scripture fulfilling. So every time they wrote, they give you that reason to always go back to read the Old Testament book. And I said to us, you shouldn't get detached from the Old Testament book. Don't get detached. And that theology that makes you divide your Bible into two, Old and New Testament, is not of God. Hallelujah. It's not a theology from scriptures. So this is Old Testament. No. Because the writers, when they wrote for you to go back and reread what we call the Old Testament books. Hallelujah. They call it scriptures. In 2 Timothy, I showed us this on Sunday, 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul was talking to Timothy and said, From a child, you say you've known the Holy Scriptures. You know, when Paul picked up or took Timothy in, Timothy was a child. So he said, from a child you've known the Holy Scriptures. Hallelujah. He said, which are able to make the wise. Now when you do all Holy Scriptures, then he was referring to Genesis and to Malachi. He wasn't even referring to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, because it wasn't even written as of then. But they had it as oral tradition. But he said, you've known the Holy Scriptures. Did you see that? So what was he calling salvation through faith which is in Christ? What did he say he got that for? The Holy Scriptures. Isn't that? Hallelujah. Malachi. Genesis down to Malachi. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. It will make thee wise unto salvation which is in, salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And they're all scriptures. So did you see all scripture given by the inspiration of God? Dionysus. The inspiration of God. When the man Genesis down to Malachi is inspired by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Inspired by the Holy Ghost. And it's profitable for doctrine. For reproof. For correction. For instruction in righteousness. Now really what instruction in righteousness there, I told us, is the word used for what's training for spiritual growth. So that means spiritual growth will be found in Genesis down to Malachi also. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11. It says, he gave some to be apostles. It says some prophets. So in God gave some pastors and teachers. It says for the perfecting of the saints. Say for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. It says, the will of God, the unity of faith. Say, and of the knowledge of the stature
of the fullness of Christ. It says,
verse 14, it says, there will be no more children.
That's what I'm going to. The thoughts strong flow and kind of way by every wind of doctrine.
Say, by the flight of men, weighing the light in the width of the sea. So he said, there will be no more children. Did you see that? Will be no more children, verse 14.
So that means spiritual growth is taking place there.
Hallelujah. And where would that come from?
Where would that come from? The scriptures. What's that? The scriptures.
Hallelujah.
The scriptures.
It's called the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God.
And what would they get that knowledge of? The scriptures.
Genesis is down to Malachi.
Oh, I follow it. So that is where you have spiritual growth.
Paul said to Timothy,
that the words you've heard from me among many witnesses,
which words? Scriptures.
Genesis down to Malachi. Amen.
So, you don't see no writer of scriptures.
Amen.
I get it.
Amen. Was writing from his head. He was reading scripture and writing it as this.
So, we all read Genesis and to Malachi for spiritual growth. Let's see what, before we get to Matthew 1, look at Romans chapter 1. Paul was writing about his ministry in Romans 1. Look at what he said. Watch this. I was talking about the gospel. Romans 1:1. It says, Paul, the servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle separated to the gospel of God. Watch it. Gospel of God. Now, what does he call gospel of God? Say, which he had promised afore by the prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
This is that? The gospel is the scripture. What is scripture? Then Matthew to Malachi? Matthew, Mark, Luke and John? No! Scripture there is Genesis down to Malachi. You see that?
Amen? Amen? So that means, from Genesis down to Malachi, you will find the gospel of God. Hallelujah. And it will be what? The conclusion is in verse 3. He said, it will be concluded concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which is made of the seed of David according to the flesh.
Hallelujah. So he's giving you the eventual conclusion of what you find from Genesis down to Malachi as the gospel of God in Christ. It will be carried, concerning, fulfilled, concerning his son. This will be the subject matter we read together.
Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. Glory to God. So, why am I showing you?
You, that theology that separates the Old Testament books, as we call it, from
the New Testament book is not of God. And that's how we write from Matthew. In Matthew 1:1, I got to take this fast. In Matthew 1:1, look at what he says there. He says in Matthew 1:1, he says the book of the generation, Genesis, of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. He writes that for you to see. Amen. So when you get to the Genesis, you will find that he's telling you, or as you get to read this synopsis, he's taking you back again to the Genesis to make you see that you're not supposed to be detached. And he goes straight to Genesis chapter 5. Don't be detached. Hallelujah. When you read. Amen. Don't get detached. Hallelujah. In Matthew 28, that we'll see shortly, in verses 20, he says that he teaching them to observe all things that have commanded and know I am with you. I am with you. Now he also shows you that fact of Jesus not just being a man but also he is God. Hallelujah.
Amen. So in Matthew 1:1 he runs through his genealogy and shows you, oh, he is a man from his genealogy.
Hope you're following me.
So you go back and you read that incarnation as scripture fulfilled.
Hope you're following me.
As you read it, incarnation as scripture fulfilled.
In fact, when you get to Matthew chapter number 1, when the angel visited Mary, he said that it might be fulfilled. Did you see that?
You go back again, where was it fulfilled?
That a virgin shall conceive, and it shall bear his son, and you, his name shall be called Emmanuel. You have to go again down to Isaiah to see that.
You have to go back again. Showing you that though that is actually a word to Isaiah in scriptures in Isaiah, right? Concerning what is happening in Isaiah, but yet you will find it also again fulfilled in Christ.
Hallelujah.
No, I follow you.
It's fulfilled in Christ.
It will be God with us.
Hallelujah. Amen. So he He reads that again. He finds that and he says, oh, this is God with us.
Watch it. This is God with us. And it has happened before.
When God gave them the same sign that he was going to be with them,
it has happened again. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me.
So you find Matthew used that word more separately, that it might be fulfilled.
Taking your mind back again to the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Showing you, you shouldn't get detached at any point.
Hallelujah. Don't split it up. I told you. I mean, get your Bible.
It's where they write Old Testament is beginning. Say it away. New Testament, say it away.
That you will see, you have to see your Bible as one piece and read it as one piece. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said to us on Sunday that when you read the New Testament section of your Bible, it will take you back to the Old Testament books. And the Old Testament book, when you read, will take you forward. Do you see that? So that means you must always read it together. Hallelujah. In chapter 28, you find out how he calls, Jesus says, he is the I Am of Scripture, showing you he's the Yahweh of Exodus. Hallelujah. I am with you. Mark 1:1. It says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, writing about the incarnation, and then he's going back again to where? Going back to Malachi, and he says, messenger before thy face, this is referring to John, we shall prepare the way before thee.
This is that he goes back and he's talking about the event of the incarnation. Hallelujah. Amen. So he picks John and then he writes about it.
So he goes back again, telling you, you just have to keep rereading. Hallelujah. As you get to read the synoptic. So they give you that caveat that you have to go back and reread. Hallelujah. You have to go back again and reread. Say the voice of one crying in the wilderness. What has he done?
He has led Malachi into Isaiah. What is he expecting you to do? He's not expecting you to go and pick a verse and read. He's expecting you to read everything that paragraph is reading from. Hallelujah. And read it into Isaiah. You see that? Hallelujah. Making you see that.
Now, he also makes you see that the event of the four gospels. Listen, the event of the four gospels as scripture fulfilled, the event.
Hallelujah. As scripture fulfilled.
So including John the Baptist is scripture fulfilled. Hallelujah. Hope you follow me. Okay. Okay, let's see something again. Chapter 20, Matthew 16, verse 20. He says, and they went forth and preached everywhere,
the Lord walking with them. The Lord walking with them. The same Exodus fact. The Exodus fact of God was with them in the wilderness. Hallelujah. So make him see.
Making you see that he is God. Jesus is both God and man in the incarnation. Did you see that? Amen. In the incarnation.
Don't miss it. Don't say Jesus is man. Jesus is good God and man in the incarnation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Luke. Luke 1. He says, so as much as men have taken in hand to set in order a declaration of those things which are certainly, most surely believe among us, even as they deliver them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitness and ministers of the word. Hallelujah. So, like we said,
Luke gives that immediate disclaimer. I was not there. Hallelujah. I wasn't there. He said, but we got this info from whom? Those who were eyewitnesses of him. Hallelujah. Those who were eyewitnesses. So he's telling you the third party writer. Hallelujah. But he said, he got it from eyewitness. Not just anyhow eyewitness. He said, he called them ministers of the word. You see that?
ministers of the world.
And what would they be ministering for?
They'll be ministering for the same Genesis. Jesus also shows us that in Luke 24. Luke rather showed us that it will be from verse 27. It's a beginning at most.
Did you see that? So tell you that where they will be reading from, where as ministers of the word, right, which they are, and that was where he got it from, they will be good disciples of Jesus, and Jesus read from where they Genesis. Is that so? Therefore, as disciples,
they will also have to read from the same place, from Genesis. Hallelujah. Hope you're following that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, something else you have to see is verses 49. It says, behold, I send a promise of my Father upon. Promise of my Father upon. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
So, what does it say? It's talking about deity. It's a deity that you put upon will be in you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Promise of my Father.
That's for another day. Amen. John. We said, John skipped event of the incarnation and went straight. Just like he hit the hammer on the nail. Hallelujah. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word wasn't God and the Word is God.
Not a God, but the Word is God. So in verse 14, it says that the Word became flesh. So he tells you Jesus is God. Deal with that. And that God, and God became a man. So deal with that. Jesus is God as a man. Amen. We're straight. Jesus is God as a man.
Hallelujah. And dwells amongst us. Very, very vital. And in being God as a man, in the resurrection, in chapter 20, verses 22, he gives us the same. Or he will still be carrying out his task in the earth through us. And that will be what it is. Whosoever sins ye remit, verses 23, are remitted, and whosoever ye retain, are retained. Hallelujah. Very vital. Glory to God. Let's get a bit into our teaching on honor. Honor. I know we had a teaching along this line sometimes last year, wearing the badge of loyalty, honor, and of respect, loyalty, and honor. Let's dwell on this a bit. Hallelujah. Honor. Just some very vital points, or some very vital notes that the Spirit of God wants us to pay attention to, especially in this year. Hallelujah. On honor. Very vital. So, within now, next week, and possibly upper week, we should be looking at that. Hallelujah. So, verses 20, Luke 20, and I said Luke, Matthew 28. Hallelujah. It says, verses 18, it says, he came and spoke to them, saying, all authority, that's what, and all power, that's what authority there exists here, has been given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So you look at something there, it says, teaching them. Make disciples, it says, teaching them.
So I said this to us, that teaching becomes very vital in discipleship.
Hallelujah. Teaching becomes very vital in discipleship. A disciple is one that understands the role and the importance of teaching. Teaching is very primary. Teaching is very primary. Very primary.
And a local church
who is not in this business of teaching, paying attention to teaching, is a local church who is disobeying God. Because you have to teach. I said everything, every activity of the believer is tied to how he or she is taught. Take note, how he or she is taught. I said this on Sunday, and I put it in two forms. See, how you are taught is important, and what? How you receive what you have been taught is very bad.
But
how a believer is taught is important. There's a way we should be taught. How you are taught. So teaching in the local church should be given a very important emphasis. Yes, we'll come to worship God. Teaching is how we worship God also. Amen. Teaching is worship. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
The whole of the believer's life, listen, is built around how you talk. It's built around it. Glory to God. If you are not well taught, you won't pray well. I said this to us. I said this to us here. I said, if you get somebody saved who is, let's say, a Muslim, and then the person pray. Go and pray. Just pray everything. Now you think the person is going to pray?
Speaking of tongues?
No.
You teach the person what to pray, how to pray.
Person will not pray. No. Person will go back, put a mask, and pray later. Because that's how he has learned to pray. Amen. So you have to teach him what prayer is about. Glory to God. They just pray. He's looking for, okay, I'm not going to use test now. Because I'm now born again. We go and look for template. Template. That is
We now go and look, okay, let's go and take Moses. Rosary is
technically light. It's the same. So you have to be holding it. You will not think he's speaking in tongues. Why is it tongues?
You read it. What's for life? It's
the same thing. Because it's not that. Is it that? And it's very vital what you teach. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Very vital. So you must teach well. In discipleship, don't get to disciple people, and then you're not teaching them. No, make sure you're teaching them. Hallelujah, teaching them. You're teaching them important things for spiritual growth. You teach them prayer. You teach them prayer. You teach them evangelism. You are teaching them. Hallelujah. You are teaching them prayer. Teaching them Holy Ghost. You are teaching them every of the believer's life. You are deliberately teaching them. Okay. Like even in the local church, you are deliberately being taught. You are deliberately being taught.
Not being taught. No.
You are deliberately being taught. Amen. So value a local church that places emphasis on teaching and doing the word. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me now. Okay. Very right now. Because if you are not taught well, you won't, even if you're a believer, if you're not taught well, you will turn out, you will not turn out well. Let me put that way. If you are not taught well, you will not turn out well. It applies also for the same thing with home training. If you're not well trained at home, you won't turn out well. Amen. So if you're not taught well, you won't turn out well. You won't. Hallelujah. How do you think Jesus died? We're going to get there. Jesus died. And the disciples were not there. They just heard the gist. There's just one or two of them that were there. Even Peter that was showing power, Jaffa, when the heat was hot. Amen? They just heard Jesus that he's dead. Bing! Fear gripped their hearts. They went hiding. They went hiding. Bam! Everybody went hiding. Because they weren't expecting him. You know, they were expecting him to die. They couldn't come to tell you that he was dying, that he was going to die. So when Jesus was never even spoke about his death, all of them were asked. Amen? Jesus spoke about his death in Matthew 16. Peter took him one side and was rebuking. Say, don't you ever forget that. That is it. Do you get it? Say, you that. How? Amen? Do you understand? In Luke, he was about to die, and he spoke about, they were praying, and they were about to go pray, and then he spoke about it. Then Luke said, it will never happen. That will follow you. No, nobody. Once I will have sword. Nobody. You get it? Because they didn't expect him. Look, that you are the Christos. Ben Yahweh. You are the Christos. Saul.
You are that was the Christos of let me put it in the Hebrew. Mashiach Ben Yahweh.
You are the Christos. Die. No one you. Well, you are there, blessed Adam. Immediately, there's a blessed Adam, Simon Bajona. They say, blessed Adam. They say, no. You are Mashiach Ben Yahweh. Can't die.
Amen.
Ben Chaye Yahweh. Son of the living God. You can't die. Do you get? So, when, okay, even if you want to die, maybe you will just stay like this, just sleep. And then, you know that, just transcend. But to say they will capture you, they couldn't come. So when eventually said to the news go home, papa, off the TV, shut the door, order, even when they wanted to go and fish, it was in the night. Beep. But you know what? When Jesus appeared to them and stayed with them for 2 days, and he taught them again, the same thing he was teaching them that they couldn't comprehend. What did Jesus say? People complain. Then now talk them again. Now what was the idea? The resurrection. Amen. Now talk them again. Look at Luke 24. Luke made us see the reaction. He said, these are hearts born within us. We open media on their family. Watch that. Luke 24, 32 and Luke 24, verse 45. Open here. And these are hearts born within us. Watch that. Amen. John will say he breathed on them and put out. So the God says, I stand on the street. Hallelujah. What happened immediately? When Jesus left their house, they didn't go to hiding again. They began to rejoice. What has happened? Information has come. That's why he wasn't taught well. Hallelujah. He wasn't taught well. Information has come. So when Jesus said, tarry. What is? When he said, tarry, they knew what tarry is. They went into faith. The Holy Ghost with this spoke. And 3,000 of those. The same people that were hiding. Amen. Look at the hours they now spent afterwards to teach. Watch it. What the amount of hours they now put to teach. Evangelism. When Mark, Acts 2. It's not that verse that was in the John saw them for 5 minutes. No, that was hours. On the day of Pentecost. Hours. He stood and he taught. Evangelism. You evangelism, tell me, evangelism. Hours.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So it's very vital. By the way, it's very vital.
Glory.
Glory. So this information, what is taught and how it is taught, scripture, how scripture is taught, right? And what is not just how it's taught, but also the content. How you can learn our thing on.
Hallelujah.
You
know? That's it. How are you? You're not married. You are a sinner. You're talking. Paul was doing a series. He said, Jesus is genius, but I was 2 minutes of scripture.
He says, assistant God. We should not give you your own wisdom. We will not give you second. You know, second is second of our wisdom, but we call second.
The only reason that the only thing about the wisdom is that he knows scripture. He's born again.
Just like second.
This
we don't give you pleasure, we'll give you ecolas. Because you all have gone beyond Jehovah Witness. It's ecolas. You know what we call ecolas? Like the kind I carry to school by myself.
I took it to school, I didn't bring it back.
Oh boy, I didn't bring you back. Ecolac. What you use? You put pin to lock it. Because boys in school are bad, child. They opened it even if I didn't tell anybody the pin. How they know the Ecolac?
Amen. We should not be the Ecolac.
Can you say Jesus? Are you proving it? Prove what? Jesus is assistant God. Nonsense. Amen. But the quality of God's word is very vital for the believer's growth. Hallelujah. And that is information. Information. So, as disciples of Jesus, or as a local church, where we disciple men.
Right?
A very vital topic that Muslims may look down on is a topic on honor.
On honor. I say it very well.
Never look down on it. It's a very vital topic.
Very important. Because you know what? In the world has a cult. The world has a cult. While your creation means you are born of God. You are in God's family. We have our own culture.
That's different from the culture of the world. Very different. The culture of the world is subject to change over time. Hallelujah. Subject to change. But you know, the culture of God's word is everlasting.
It doesn't change with time. No. It doesn't change with men. God's culture is the same.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So therefore, as a believer, we have a culture of how do you handle information.
Now, talking about honor, what we do. We're getting down the list of honor. Okay, let me just start with honor.
Honor.
What is honor? Honor is that he is that Greek word, time, spelled as T-I-M-E.
But pronounced time,
T-I-M-E-Y. Time. Is this for a prize?
Time. Honor. Is the word time. It's used for a price. It's used for what is valuable. For money. Something valuable. Something precious. Hallelujah. Very vital. Something precious. Valuable. With Matthew 27 verse 6. Look at Matthew 27 verse 6. That's the same word time. Matthew 27 verse 6. It says, and the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful to put, this was when they were about to pay back, Judas, and he discovered he had betrayed my master. So the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury because it is a price of blood. Did you see that? It's a price of blood.
Amen. Price. What is? What has been paid or something to show value. This is that.
Amen. What has been paid for something to show the value of that thing. Hallelujah. So that's the price. The amount. The money. Amen. It used to show value placed on something with money. So the same word is used for honor. Sime. It's used for honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verses 9. It says, and then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued. Do you see that? The price of him that was valued.
So, is this to show value?
Amen. Is this to show what? Value. Glory to God. And in our world, listen, to show value of honor.
Now, in our world, value is also placed on things based on the information you have about these things.
Amen. Based on what?
information.
Information you have about those things. Information. Glory to God.
Information. If you've not seen, for example,
I know I've shared this as an example before. I heard this from Pastor Shelly. But if you've not seen, for example, Dangote. Okay, Dangote, everybody knows Dangote now. Who doesn't know Dangote in Nigeria? Dangote's son. Okay, that one is. Dangote's son is walking with the red hat on the street, and they passed you and maybe gave you a shoulder hit. Not the back by the face. Come.
And maybe it's one tiny guy like Keshon.
And you are a Toby. you feel space, or you have weight and occupied space. So you say, hey, come here. Can't you see? Am I that tiny? I try to make you say that I'm big. Am I that tiny? Can't you see? You can run the person down. And even if he cannot even say sorry. Some of us are just unnecessarily get angry over now. You don't hit me. Can't even say sorry.
Or am I a woman God? You know, just say something, so we just get nasty from there.
Amen.
But you can't imagine you just do that. And then, I'm very sorry.
You might even run down. I said, sorry, sir. Please.
Can I just do selfie? Just selfie.
Amen. Right. Information. The moment you got that information, PAH! Amen. You read to me and just... information. You see what information does to one. Amen. Amen. Information is very vital. Now, if you tell whether you will honor that guy or not,
Tsunami is coming.
tell me today that Nicholas Jackson out there.
Not a joke. Even if he didn't do anything in African competition,
you were just kicking breeze. I was really expecting because it's a breeze.
Amen.
Information. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah. Information is very vital. What information do you have about people? It shows how you value them.
Information. It shows how you value them. Jesus in Mark chapter 6.
Mark 6 quickly. Mark 6. Hey, Mark 6. Verses 1. And he went and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath has come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, "From whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is he that is given to him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is this not the carpenter?" What is? "The son of Mary, the mother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simeon, are his sisters." I mean, are not his sisters here with us? and they were offended at him. Watch that.
They have, yeah, they know too much in the natural about.
That man is saying, is this not a carpenter? I don't know why carpenter has not been a very
wow profession.
You are not like, is this not a carpenter and is a big man? No. I wonder why.
Maybe should be,
you should want to be a carpenter.
Alright.
You can't go to the idea that make that make sense. At least go and do share with the school. I found there.
I want to smack you, but I'll try it. Let me smack and banter him for the rest of the year. The school doesn't look like anywhere, anything good can come out. The gate is the same gate of 1942.
Amen. When we have good schools around, just walk down here, you see good schools. Mighty in signs and in deeds. Amen.
Let's continue. So,
carpenter, is this not the carpenter? Don't you know his mother?
Hey, yeah.
Benji, oh. Don't you know Benji? Benji. Here we are. Don't you know go see?
Why did you say my name?
Don't you know say I don't go see for gifts?
Benji.
You know? That kind of word. Information. Hallelujah. Information.
So the information they've known about, maybe how you were brought up and they have placed you. Hallelujah.
That's what the world does. That's what's available in the world.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Where people want to actually give you a bad name and they go and dig up all the information about you. And every other person man picks it up. That information will not make people get offended.
And there's even a bad report. They won't call business. Even a bad report. Bad.
Not just even, not better barrack boy, or darrack.
You understand that?
Yes. How? You understand that?
People just get offended.
See, yes,
people get offended.
And that was it, they were offended. Even, you know, that, they were offended at him. Offense, that what? He was doing miracle. And he was teaching. And you're offended that God is a carpenter, so you shouldn't teach. Did you see that? Amen. And that is how he wants this information. Hallelujah. Amen. And the same thing too.
Listen, and the same thing too. What most scripture speaks about information.
Amen. In Romans, for example, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Watch it. Put your hands in Mark. Also Romans 10, 17. Look at what Paul says. Faith, okay, Romans 10, 17, he says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, listen, the same way,
the follow comes, unbelief comes by information, faith also comes by information.
Okay, follow me.
Amen. Watch it. Faith also comes by information. Information of God's word talks. Okay, well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is the information. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So there's information that brings faith, right? Belief, trust, right? Positivity. There are also informations in the world that brings about dishonor, that brings about evil. Hallelujah. So it's not left for you to know which information to pick. Okay, tell me.
Believers, it's left for you to put your ears to hear the right information. Because information can bring unbelief, offense, listen, dishonor, the same way information will also bring what?
Will also bring what?
Proverbs 4:21. Quickly. Proverbs 4. Yes, please. 4 verse 4. Just a dwelling on tongue. Like I said, we thought that last year. But, you know, they just have strong emphasis on a few things. Hallelujah. 2 verse 4. Are you there? Verse 23. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll start from verse 20. It says, my son, attend to my words. Is it information about God?
Right? Information. Would you call it right information? Okay.
Now look at what it says you should do to his word. It says, attend to my word. It says, incline thy ears to my saying. So, incline your ears. So my saying, it means shut your ears to wrong things. Would that also apply? Right? Shut your ears to other things aside my word. Right? Right? Here what it says you do, it says, let them not depart from thy eyes. Say, keep them in the midst of your heart. Say, for they are life. So then that find them. And health to their flesh. 23. This is what I'm going to say. Keep your hearts. Watch it. Keep your heart with all diligence. Hallelujah. When he says keep your heart there, he refers to, with all diligence, he says, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart. It's like to mount a guard. Hallelujah. Like the work of a soldier, mounting a guard in the boundary of countries. Mount a guard. Guard your heart with all diligence. Why? Because that's where information goes. Hallelujah. Amen. And what information should you incline your ears to? Allow it. God's word. The right information from God's word. Did you see that? Amen. So that means we have a duty to protect our hearts. A duty to protect what comes in. Why? He said, for out of it are the issues of life. I love to use how the Amplifier will put it. He said, out of it are the issues that govern life. Watch it. Out of it are the issues that govern life. So that means if I don't do that, if I allow every information in, I can miss out in life. Any other information? I'm going to tell you that. Hallelujah. If we get back to Mark, that was why Jesus couldn't do any mighty work. So that means there were some sick people who were supposed to be healed because they were offended, they weren't healed. And some of them will remain unhealed till they die. But we know that. Why? Because of offense. And they miss the timing. You know, it's very vital. And they miss that timing because of offense. Offense. See, let me tell you something. I told her the last time. You don't control time. You don't. Many people who would have been healed, I would say he couldn't do anything. What he said, they poured his blood without honor, even in his own country. In his own country. He couldn't do anything. Mighty work. Meaning, he had that he laid hands on some people. Meaning, he laid hands on some people and they were not healed. Jesus. Why? Because they were offended. Offense. And it came from information. They went to dig out his old CV. And they were offended. See, Jesus wasn't the one offended. Your information, the information you have, will not offend, listen, will not affect the one you have offense with. It's you that have the problem. Come on, everybody. It's you that have the problem. So they were the ones who lost that. So they were offended. In that secret. So they would have remained in that secret for the rest of their life. Hallelujah. And they were like this. Okay, follow me. Go with God. So who is hurt the most? Jesus or them? Them. How did Jesus was marveled at their unbelief? Glory to God. Hope you are following me now. Hope you are following me now. Out of it are the issues that govern life. Govern life. they remain without guilty. Issues that govern life because of offense, you lose out on the healing. Jesus himself, God himself, was in your street because of information that they used to use red handkerchief. You were offended and did not go because people were saying they used to use gas. You are the one that will lose out. Amen. Amen. You are the one. We had one meeting one time like that. A guy, he just happened to be there, but he was saying some funny things. He used to criticize because he needed to get close to his side church. So I knew that was strong in church and he couldn't get close. So he wasn't happy with church. Well, he wasn't happy with us. This was way back 2007. He wasn't happy with us. He wasn't. But I don't know whether he said bad thing or not. I wasn't interested. I never was interested in those things. So one day, we were not having a meeting. And it was around the place we were having a meeting. So I stood up and I went up to minister and I called the kids. I just said, there's someone here. You have this, this, and then. And I went further. But I felt this was in me. If I were just discussing it now with somebody who is a leader, that happens to be a relative that you feel you should take this mark, that he might be stomach pain. I said, no. It is actually a pain. I said, to my man. Everybody here. And I say, see. Do you get it? Come here. So after the meeting, he didn't come, he now came and he could be more than that after the meeting. He came to me and he said, I was doubting until he now said the second part. Amen. Okay, I was doubting until he now said the second part. I tell you the truth. The guy who went for test the next day, they told him it was appendix, and he came back to me and I was straight to bed and he didn't have that appendix for Christian. Amen. So put it in that way. You, number one, you don't control that. You don't control who God uses. You don't choose it. So you must make sure you don't have wrong information. Now imagine he was supposed to be healed on that day and he was now offended at all. Amen. Maybe he was not saying evil. Ah, those guys. Do you think even if he scared of God that he would even think it was evil? He wouldn't even have come at all. But this is CK, and after he was doing that, he struck me. Amen. And then, was it? We had been meeting for about 2 months and then we stopped. But he was in, I started coming to church. Brother. Amen. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. You don't choose it. You don't. Don't choose who God uses. So you must learn to have the right info. We'll get into some other things that make people of the 21st century walk in this honor. We'll look at it from scriptures. We'll handle it from scriptures. Amen? Amen? So we go, and then we'll see examples of scriptures. Some people just, because they got small position. In scripture, we'll see those scriptures. Some people is money. You need to dig honor. No! You can't choose how God is going to reach you. No, you can't choose it. And you know what? Your offense will be with you, not the person you offended at. So be wise about it. Not to be with you. You're offended at pastor. You're offended at your brother in church. You're offended at a sister. It's not also you know. I offended at you. You just do. You're getting good money, brother. You carry faith like you road. To their mouths. Nonsense. They're the one that will be signed. This is how we'll be rejoicing. The brother will be rejoicing. That will be grumbling. Did you see offense? Offense has led to sin. Grumbling. Murmuring. Offense. Amen. Amen. So you guard your heart. Because that same information that will bring dishonor, that same heart that will receive information that will receive, that will bring dishonor, is the same heart too that should keep God's word. So you can't keep God's word where you have dishonor now. Amen. Say, for out of it are the issues that govern life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very vital. Out of these are the issues that affect life. So I must mind the information I have.
I must mind. We're going to see examples in scriptures. I must mind the information I have. About what? About what God has placed his honor on.
There are things, listen, there are things and there are people that God has placed his honor on.
Hope I hear me. Amen?
Amen. There are people and there are people God has placed double honor.
It was not that. There's double honor. There's honor.
He wants to recognize it. The role of a believer is to recognize what God has put his honor on. What God has put his price on. What God has put his tag on. You can't tell God who don't put his tag on. He has put it already. Okay, God has put it already.
In 1 Corinthians, look at this quickly.
1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 20. Are you me now? Glory to God. Pray I have time to get over with this today. 1 Corinthians 6. If not, we'll continue next week. 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 20. It says there. It says. It says, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. And in the spirit which are God. Amen. 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 You are bought with a price.
Believers, that's what it means.
Including yourself. That means God's honor is on your life.
Watch this. God's honor is on your life. Say God's honor is on my life. Say God's honor is on my life. God's honor is also on every believer. That's what it means. Because every believer, God's honor is on your life.
Look, it says that again. In chapter 7, verse 23, that was, you have that repeated, how should I put it? Have that repeated emphasis in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 23, say this again. Say, you are bought with a price. Be ye not servants of men. Say, you are bought with a price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In that chapter 6, the scripture says, you are born with a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means you can dishonor God in your body. What we're going to do with that? You may not dishonor God because God's honor is on your life.
Hallelujah.
What are we going to do with that? God's honor is on your life. You're the life of other creatures.
So, God has put his honor, put it like this, God has put his honor on his men. Amen. On the saints, on believers. God has put honor, his honor on who?
Believers.
Brothers, sisters, irrespective of their societal affiliation. Irrespective of who they are in the society. That's what I mean.
I'm being careful with their societal affiliation.
But who they are in the society. Amen. Rich or poor, black or blue. Anyhow. Amen. God has placed honor on men. On men. On his men. Say, I'm God's man. Let me say that to yourself. I'm God's man. I'm God's man. In the earth. Hallelujah. God has placed honor on men.
So therefore, remember information. Therefore, just like Jesus in his hometown, I must be careful of information I have about God's people.
You are getting
there. You are getting there. Hallelujah. I'm going to be careful of the information I have.
How do I treat believers? To tell how I value them. And many times, how you treat believers will be on the information you have about them. Some people get too materialistic. They think they can treat people that don't have money anyhow. People that have money with respect. No! Hallelujah. God's value is on every believer. And God doesn't place his value based on the money they have or the work that they are doing. He places value on them because they are bought with the price of his blood. Hallelujah. The price of his blood. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. But it's a price. Glory to God. So I have in my notes, mind the information you have or hear about them, believers. About them. Next week, we'll take a bit of familiarity trap. It's a trap several people get into. Familiarity trap. You don't have to switch because you're now friends with a fellow, with a believer. You don't know how to switch. Some of us, because we are now partner, maybe employer and employee, we don't know how to switch. We don't know. So that when I get too many information in the natural, I will begin to work in this home. No! Amen. If familiarity makes you dishonored, then you are not wise. I'm not saying you don't get close to brethren, get familiar with them. Do you understand me? Amen. Get familiar with them, talk about things. But yes, you must learn to keep that honor, irrespective of who they are. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me show you one. For the pastors. For your pastor, your leaders in church. He says, those who teach you. Says, what kind of honor? Double honor. I'll show you that. I will show you that next week. Amen. 2 Timothy. Amen. So it's very vital as believers. Chapter 5, verse 17. First Timothy 5:17. It says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. It's like those who labor in word and in doctrine. So leaders, speak about leaders, elders, leaders, pastors that labor over you. Give them double honor. Amen. Amen. Double honor. For the work's sake. For the work's sake. Double honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you must know how to treat believers. We'll deal with all these lessons and then look at explore some other things. Hallelujah. You must know how to deal with believers. Don't fall into familiarity trap. Don't. It's a very, very slippery ground. Very slippery. You're very, very slippery terrain to be. Don't fall in there. Hallelujah. Don't fall in there. Don't fall in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My time is getting up. Amen. Glory to God. And take note. Take note. Because, listen, believer, right? God will always use men. Hope you're hearing me. We'll see all this next week. Because God will always use men to reach you. That is what God uses from Genesis. Men. Believers. Fellow believers. Even people that are not believers. Let's say believers, because that's what we're dealing with. Alright? God will use men. Take note. Those believers, the people that God uses, he didn't fall from the sky. They don't have wings. They are men like me. That means just like you, they have frames. They are framing. Amen. Just like you. They have faults also. See, you have to see that God uses, God doesn't use perfect men. Some people, their issue is that, they can just be there, who are you expecting God to use? Look at the men God used now. Amen. Amen. The only one is Jesus that is the perfect one. Every other one, before and after Jesus, they're not perfect men. Why? Because to show you that Jesus is the perfect. So God doesn't use perfect men. So they are not, they're not like perfect men.
Till you are hearing me. So carefully set in your mind.
So when we are looking for president of the country and they are looking for perfect men, there is no perfect man in this world. Amen. What are you hearing?
There is no perfect man. One day, the person will just come from the sky. This man is going to be the savior. He's not the savior. It's enough.
Amen. He will be the savior of the world. What is that? We just call it like pom 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 pom. Light will just be stable forever. I know that was what they promised all of you. They are just praying, man. Amen. So listen, God used praying people. Look at men God used now.
Amen. Adam. You were supposed to dress and keep. What
are you going to do, Amen?
Noah. Ah, we went for Noah. Lord has comforted us with Noah. Noah came drunk. Not that you go and drink, you see the effect of drink. Yeah. You see, it's not the effect of drink. You can't show his father's nakedness. And nakedness then is used for what? See, so he's naked. It's not true. So if not, all of you here. I've seen that. Have you had one point of that? Have you not seen your parents naked? I didn't know that. So why were you not caught? The nakedness there means he slept with his father's wife. What is this?
Amen.
That is nakedness there. Why don't you do that to
me? Amen. You read how our nakedness is used.
Used for adultery, fornication. He slept with his father's wife. And that one, and the father woke up and saw what the child had done to him. What did he do to him? What had he done to him? This level is his wife. And he caused him. So I think he just caused him because he saw him naked. Ah. This scripture, and that's the Bible, we Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, number 2. So that I'm naked, saw him this level with, I don't want to say it more than that. And that's
what? Amen. Glory to God. I said, Pastor, true. But we'll see that some other time. Amen. But as the effects of being drunk,
you have to be drunk.
When your eye will clear, your children might have sold all your property. But look at the kind of men God used.
Abraham. Abraham blessed your man. Abraham was not a perfect man. Was he was not. Abraham killed people. No. Abraham! He slept with his maid. Hagar.
Amen.
Is he Isaac? Should you go on? He was not perfect man. Jacob. That was no one that rescued his God. That's no one that to Israel. Jacob married a he married wife. He now married their housemate and John. Married two and married their housemate. All of them, no boy. Has 12 children. Was it a perfect man? No. But God doesn't use perfect men.
Amen.
Amen. Moses. Moses. Most of them are perfect. He told the people, don't marry outside. I went to marry outside.
Amen.
Amen. And then Miriam and Aaron. Miriam and Aaron. Pray.
You see? And familiarity.
Others who couldn't say a word. We are saying, what?
That is the effect of familiarity. What?
Is a physician or a physician?
Is a man of God and a prophet? This is a familiarity setting.
If I remember that, when I was there, when his parents threw him inside the sea, was I not the one that followed him and ensured that it was the princess of Egypt that carried him? I lost him. I gave him milk. I saw him when I was with him, not me. This is that. You know, that can be familiarity. Now me, I want him not see me rude on my face now. You see, people know him now. See that? So because God is not using him, God is using it too. He will not come and tell me that nonsense though. Hey Lord, we need to do elders in council. He will come and answer us. See, this thing was God that told him, we told him that we should not marry elders. Why did he marry elders? I was doing that familiarity, God showed me. Give her letters as one instant. Try it again. Die. Nonsense. Because why? You are speaking against God's man. What he did, let me be sincere, was he right? But you know what? God didn't say, okay, Miriam, I don't say you are forever. If I use Moses, God is giving money. God is not like that. What are you doing? Just because you went to law school or you are reading this small, small law, you think you cannot judge. No! What are you doing? God was not like that. God is not asking, Miriam, listen, small hero. Listen, God. Even you, Moses. I was doing many of my own, I will even give you small. Maybe you have five. You have nothing. He's not that. But no. No. Amen. Even if God knew, he wasn't perfect. But you know that he's not perfect, doesn't mean you have the right, due to familiarity, to talk nothing. Learn from Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus, he blessed Jesus. He blessed his God. This child in your stomach shall be God. It's God, rather. It's God to save his people. Now give them. You see God. You are carrying God. You are breastfeeding God. You are washing his bumble. Let me be careful to stand the bumble. If you are breastfeeding the child, now bite your breast. God. God. Amen. She didn't show up and you know what she said. You stop like that! No! God. In fact, when Jesus resurrected, Mary was found with his disciples. They were young guys. She was worshipping them. She didn't say, Matthew, don't write any synoptic, I'll be the one to write. No. If I saw her, find somebody else. They should have an office for the mother of pastor. Not the mother of pastor. The mother of Savior. Mother of that is a special office. Wife of pastor. Not the wife of pastor. Special office. No, there's nothing like that. Yes. Wife of a pastor, you're a pastor who has called you as a pastor. Amen. Amen. They will respect you as the woman of our pastor. That is important too. Amen. Amen. But you have to respect it as pastor's wife. But there's no such office as the wife office of, I think it's office of what do you call it? First lady. Nigeria. You guys have a lot of nonsense. First lady. That doesn't exist in several countries of the world. Amen. So God will use free men. Many times you will see they are creative. Amen. You will see. But you know what? Eh? If sin their phrases make you dishonor, there's a problem. We're going to deal with all this. Hallelujah. See their phrases, you now walk in this and I begin to talk. I know him now. I know somebody who has been with pastor. I will not get that. He says something like, I don't believe in pastor. And then because you have seen phrases of. Amen. You have. You have. And I hear somebody who began to talk ill about pastors because of some things he saw about the pastor. He saw the pastor was signing for him money. He said, I'm pastor. I will never believe pastors in my life. He said, he had a sense of negative things. How do you think that? You see, that is the problem. You see, pastors are very you see that faith. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Pastor thinks. Maybe Pastor is on four times to see one day. Pastor Lambert. Pastor Lambert is there. Vocês não é lamba.
Não é lamba.
Fala lamba que não é liderado.
Maybe you're still leader.
Let me not just pass this one. You're still leader.
If you enter into the chapel from there, thank you for this one.
God will not hold you. Look at Miriam and Moses.
Is that your word?
So you must be careful. I love people.
I tell you. David had an opportunity when he saw the frailty of Saul. I closed it. He saw the frailty of Saul.
Saul was looking for him. Great and mighty Saul. He had a great and mighty warrior, Abner, with him. So Saul was fighting where he was hiding under the cave. So when he came out in the night, Abner, Saul were all sleepy. Sleeping as though they drank. What is next in the way to sleep? So sleep! Daniel 5. That's the example of the way of sleeping. Ah! Moses, David was the master. God has done it.
He has done it for me.
What my father said. Master! God has done it! Say, Master, just give me one chance.
If I strike him more than once, I will touch him once and he will not wake up again. This sleep, you don't sleep on bed until the land is up. And David said, far be it from me.
Indeed. This was the second time it happened. He said, far be it from me that I, David, should lay my hands on the Lord's anointing. He knew that the Spirit of God has left him. Because he was the one that was called to go and play the harp. Amen. Was God to play the harp? Did I say something about that NGPL? I did, right? Okay. So you were the one that was to play the harp there. And then whenever he played the harp, what happened? The devil's spirit will go. Right? I will call the captain out of demons, right? Of death, right? But what's that what we said?
So, consider. So he had seen that, he knew that an evil spirit was tormenting him.
No, that the spirit of God has left this guy. Let me just kill him and the next one. But no. The bad people, even though the anointing is corrupted, and I should lay my hand on God's anointing. He knew that is God's anointing.
Hallelujah.
He knew the gift of God. I will have repentance. The gift and the calling of God, I will have repentance. So he says, I will kill him.
Hallelujah.
Even when people wanted to. Hallelujah. He saw him in his most, I call him, unguided state. Very free. Familiar. But no. It is. The Lord will tell you, when you take opportunities, you see, yes. This God has blessed. Hallelujah. And the far be it for me. Far be it for me.
Then, in few chapters after, a young guy said he killed you. I was gonna kill him. God, I know you are the next king. So I help you finish the work. And what did David do? David said, you did well.
I know the story of God left me. I know. Don't collaborate with us. When Gitabo brethren, because these are some of the things we're going to look at, when Gitabo brethren is going around, don't collaborate. Don't add to someone's dishonor. Don't be found collaborating in dishonor. Somebody come on and give you a gift that will be in dishonor of another brethren, another pastor. Even maybe another brethren is not in your church. See, when I talk about brethren, I'm not talking about brethren in your church alone. How about you? Can you explain why fire was born in church? Don't you think that? What is your problem? You have a problem? Don't you think it's God's vengeance?
Sure, alright.
You just tell the person, carry your evil and leave. Because that person is dragging you. Wait, that person is dragging you. That person wants to be careful of the information you see on social media. They will now begin to dig out of this. He said something like this last 2 years that is against God. That is against God. So maybe God is punishing him. And you are now saying, huh, that looks like it is me. You. That we are still planning, that we are still begging to go to church. How do you know it's me? You. I don't have a soul. They are following you up. That is why you have time online. If you are so busy to the work of God, you are so busy with disciples, you don't have time in your life. Say that all. You don't have time doing anything. Sometimes people say, give me gifts of this thing. You don't have that time. Am I using it? No, what am I using it? I'm not going online. I'm reading for gifts about church, about pastors. God forbid. And I will demean my Christian life to that low point. I see someone, I see heading and I push it out. And I say, pastor, I don't want to leave. The church is a bit. God will have. Hallelujah. God will have. We don't deal with it. For all of these are issues that govern life. Hallelujah.
Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Amen. Amen. Mind the information you want to hear about believers. Mind it. Mind it. Mind the information you want to hear. I was scrolling down some movies some days back on Netflix. I was just going there. And I saw one. Something. So I said, let me look at the title. There was something about, let me, I always would want to read a summary. So I was reading the summary about the pastor. So like, I just moved that. And I sit down. Now this one I have to watch about how the pastor was in the early days. I want to sit down 1 hour. I'm watching how the pastor started, now have love life, now I'm busy, I guard my heart without it. But out of it are the issues that go on. There are some information that is this man that you must not hear. Not that you must not hear, you must not go to know it. Don't even know it. There are some movies you must not watch. There are places you cannot go. Because you are guarding your heart. Satan always plays a long game. Most of the movies you are watching, this is entertainment. Is that opinion is forming in your heart. And that opinion will materialize in years to come. You are taking it a little year. Maybe it's different years, but one day, that information will form a big beast in your heart. And when it shows up, you begin to doubt the power. Why? Because you gather the information in bitterness. Guard your heart. I said that to you tonight. Get into the weeks in the field. Guard your heart. Guard the information you are allowing. Social media, TikTok, Twitter, guard it. I recommend. You have to watch any movie. Make sure you read the synopsis first. Watch the rating first. What was it talking about for before you get into it? Even if you want to download it that it doesn't have, go and look for where there's a review. Just try and read the synopsis. Review them before you watch. Amen. Amen. Be wary of gists. Be wary of those notes that talk about. Most times when I see some long posts, not for believers, but maybe a long article or something, I don't really know what it is because I want to actually save my heart. What I do quickly is before the book gets to the comment section, what are people saying? Rather than invest my whole time to now read nonsense. No. Amen. Guard your heart. Tell someone what I say, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Let's be on our feet as we thank the Lord. Out of it are the issues that govern life. Out of it are the issues that govern life.